This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Jimmy and D. Haslam, their press conference live from Berea coming up at high noon. Right now, we're still talking a little bit about the Guardians. What do you do, Jeff? I mean, it's pretty... It's a... Interesting question now, because you brought it up. Your biggest trade chip is probably, you know,
untradeable.
He's untradeable right now, Emmanuel Clase. So what do you do, and where does this team go? And the decisions they make today may not have been the decisions they were planning on making on Sunday.
Yep.
And so you're sitting, what, four games out in the wild card. The first thing they have to do is shake off last night's loss. Like, you can't sit around and start blaming the entire season. Even if the guys in the clubhouse think that both of those guys are 100% innocent, and you got to go next man up. It's Major League Baseball. It's your profession. You got no choice. Get back out there and play. There's nothing else you can do about it. And then prove everybody wrong. Everybody wrong that you can still win. You're four games back in the wild card, and you are, what, nine games back in the Central. And, you know, they were sitting at seven, or they were sitting around seven there for a second where they could have got there.
So, I mean, it couldn't have been, seriously, it couldn't have been a worst case storyline
timing
in this situation, because all this comes out about Clase, and then first game where you have somebody else closing the game and the save gets blown. I mean, okay. I mean, could it be any worse, Andy?
No.
It would have been real simple. Had last night Cade Smith gone out and got three outs and you're done. Instead gives up a leadoff double and then airmails a bunt throw to first base down the right field line. So, you know, they blow the lead. And the back end of the bullpen didn't look good last night. Hunter Gaddis, Cade Smith, Tim Herron. I don't expect that to be the case. I think those guys are all pretty good. And I think Cade Smith one day will be a phenomenal closer.
By the way, can you give them a pass for maybe having fried nerves yesterday?
No.
There's a little part of me that's you know what, they're human.
You know what it is?
They are human.
Guy airmailed a throw down the first baseline. And that's what it was. And then does he get, you know, if he gets that out, does he get the next two guys? Maybe. Who knows? You know, the one thing, and I am a firm believer that you can get a guy and develop a closer. I've always believed that. Now, that said, good ones are a little harder to come by. Mm-hmm. But you see guys pop up all the time who end up getting 30 saves. It happens all the time. I'm sure this organization can do that. My guess is Cade Smith's already the guy. One thing I always thought was interesting, there was a guy that they drafted real high many years ago to come in and be the closer. And he never worked as a closer. But he was one of the best setup men I've ever seen in my life. And Sandy Alomar told me one time, this guy has the nastiest stuff. And I love when they call a pitcher's repertoire stuff. Mm-hmm. He has the nastiest stuff of any pitcher I've ever caught in my life. Mm. Paul Shuey.
Yeah.
But Paul never worked as a closer. You know? It just, okay, he's not going to be a closer. He's going to be the setup guy. And I don't think Cade Smith is a similar type of guy. But just keep in mind, though I think you can come up with somebody, I would think it's Cade Smith. We'll see.
J- Jeff, don't you think at some point, and I would think analytics would, this is one of the few times where I think analytics would back me up. Because I listened to a little conversation this morning that I was like, I don't know if I 100% believe that. And then
you're going to use analytics to back you up.
Well, I
gotta
believe.
Where's Menigan when we need him?
Don't you think that analytics at some point would tell you that the whole notion of having a closer is kind of silly?
Yep. Yes, actually.
It is. And I'm not, it's a very different.
Most innings are scoreless in a Major League Baseball game.
Yeah,
Send somebody out there who throws hard and can, you know, has two or three good pitches and go get three outs and win a game. It shouldn't be that difficult.
I think that we create and have created the pressure of those last three outs because of the way we manage games.
Well, and it didn't used to be that way.
Well, and the other, think about complete games and how many complete games we used to see. If a pitcher was on a roll, you didn't care how many times they went through the order. You let them finish the game, especially if they were under 100 pitches, which, by the way, it was probably long enough to say that they probably weren't doing a huge pitch count at that point, too. And just there's something about that closer role that has always kind of bothered me, especially when you see a guy roll out there in the eighth who is just on fire.
Yeah.
And just because they don't have that name closer or didn't sign the contract that goes along with it, they don't get to go back for the ninth. And somehow, some way, someone has to become a closer too, right? At some point, if you think Cade Smith can be a closer, that opportunity is going to have to happen at some point. Someone's got to give him the opportunity, and the only way that's going to happen is you either lose faith in your current closer or you trade them.
Well, one thing I think that people might not realize, this whole idea of a guy just coming in, as you're talking about, and just pitching the ninth inning,
yeah,
it's relatively new in the last 70, 20,
80s.
It was kind of later in Dennis Eckersley's run. And I think a great example of that is Raleigh Fingers. You know, Raleigh Fingers is one of the greatest back end of the bullpen guys ever, right? He was great, and he had 341 career saves. But Raleigh pitched in 944 games, and he pitched 1,700 innings. So he's pitching about two innings a game for most of his career. And he was the guy racking up saves for the A's, but he was pitching multiple innings to do it. It's changed a little bit. When Eckersley first went to the closer role when he was in Oakland, you know, after kicking around as a starter with, you know, the Guardians, Indians at the time, Red Sox, even Cubs, when he first started closing games for the Oakland A's, when they made him a closer, he was pitching multiple innings frequently. And that changed a little bit. Like Eckersley's second year as a closer in Oakland, he pitched in 60 games through 72 innings. It eventually changed where it was about an inning per game.
I'm trying to think. I mean, who was the first closer you can think of? Wasn't Dave LaRoche a closer for a little bit there?
Dave LaRoche and Victor Cruz here.
Yeah.
There's a guy named Ted Abernathy who pitched for the Reds and he pitched for the Cubs. And he was a submarine pitcher. He was, you know, considered kind of a closer. It was LaRoche and Victor Cruz together.
So you go back to
Jim Kern after that.
Oh, Jim Kern, that's right.
Jim
Kern
was really good.
But I was trying to think before Jim Kern that you had said that. And so, I mean, that was 1975 with LaRoche. But maybe at least by 77, he was closing in there.
Yeah, but guys just weren't throwing one inning. You know, they were... It was just what you were talking about, you know, where guys would throw two innings sometimes and get a save.
All right, let me sneak in a couple phone calls here.
Which you see when a closer, you know, they'll use Class A or Wood in the past for two inning saves in critical games.
Thomas is in Shaker Heights. Hi, Thomas.
Hello, Thomas.
Hey, gentlemen. It's always great to talk to you. Always great to talk to you. When I heard the Emmanuel Class A news yesterday while listening to you guys while on lunch, ironically, you know, I kind of had a real negative thought because – I'm sorry, truck's driving by me.
Sorry.
But my negative thought was how long has Class A's been doing this? You know, I don't think this is true, but I can't help think but about the fact of how bad he played in playoffs, and I hope that he wasn't gambling on the playoffs last year. I really hope that he wasn't throwing away the – but I can't help but have that thought. I'm not saying that's true, but that's how sickening – thinking about him gambling just really just makes me. And if he gambled, against us, I really don't want him to see him play another baseball game again. Because that's the pride of my baseball team. I don't like the fact that he gambled against us.
And if, Thomas, if you threw a ball, I'm just asking, and there's no wrong answer on this, but if you have a pitcher that can throw the difference between throwing a ball or throwing a strike, especially throwing a ball, which would be outside the zone, is that, I'm not saying it's right, neither way, if you do it on purpose, it's wrong, but is that as egregious as other things?
That's and Thomas, the beginning of the season, Class A wasn't good. That immediately brings into question things, doesn't it?
Yeah, you start looking at things sideways.
I mean,
yes.
And we probably shouldn't, but we're humans. How do we not?
I mean, because, like, well, if you lied to me once, how do you not know? How do we not know how long you've been lying to me? Like, I just, he had the greatest season as a closer ever, and he started giving home runs in the playoffs last year. That's so suspect to me.
I gotta be honest, I'm gonna give the Yankees a little credit on that. But now you're right. I don't know how. And the problem is, what if he wasn't doing this? And now we're accusing, we're now looking and micro looking at every pitch he's ever thrown, right? Like,
yeah, I know.
If he didn't do it, that's the hard part. This is where I'm struggling with the whole story. And like I had said that before, good conversation though. Thank you, Thomas.
Thanks, Thomas.
Thank you.
All right. Tom is in Mentor. Hi, Tom. How are you?
Hey, guys. Nice show, as always.
Thank you.
Hey, what would have happened if the Guardians traded Clase like the day before this all came out, or maybe a couple, like maybe late last week? What would have happened? Would that trade be null and void?
We brought that up yesterday.
I would think the Phillies would complain like crazy if it were the Phillies or the Tigers or the whoever it would be. And I would think that trade would be voided. That's just gut. I have nothing to back that up.
Here was another way, Tom. What would happen if they did that and then they put it on hold, or if you froze the situation pending investigation, then you could have guys that are sitting playing for another team that would be actually on another team, and then what if he finds out he's innocent? Then you do it like, what a mess. So you would hope, and tell me this, if the league had any inkling in this, that they would hold up that trade immediately.
Or if it happened like 2 weeks ago, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the other player's already playing, and then they find out that, no, earlier this year, Clase was doing this and that. Like, how would that have all come down? Because, think about it, man. I mean, how do you trade for somebody right now? If you're thinking about it, you're at the trade deadline. You're like, okay, I gotta bolster my lineup up a little bit, get some.
Yeah, what do you think, how do you think Chris Antonetti felt when they told him what was going on?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summits, sunsets, it's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
I know, and now you can't, even if they wanted to move them, but I mean, you're sitting there, it's like, what if there's other players that are like right now in the trading market right now that you're ready to trade and it comes out later, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, imagine we have all these reverse trades coming up next week. Or that every trade now gets, maybe there's a 3-day hold period now between especially at the trade deadline. It's crazy.
Yeah, but we haven't heard of anybody else with any other teams. This seems to be limited to two guys.
Oh, I hope so.
At least from what we know now.
Sure, go ahead, Tom.
no Kwan trade, no Kwan trade. They're going to sit pat. They're just going to let this year run out. I would not trade Kwan. He's got two more years left on his deal. They're going to trade him next year, but don't do it this year. He's still contract friendly. They don't want to pay anybody anyway. Just let him stay on the team one more year, and let's see if we get some of these young guys out of the farm system.
All right, Tom. Gotcha. Thank you. Appreciate it. All right, let me take one more quick one here. Darren's in Westlake. Darren, you got about a minute.
Hi, Darren.
My problem is with last night's fiasco. Okay, Classe's gone, whether he did it or not. Didn't Vogt have anybody in the bullpen? Who is this guy that was on the mound? Was he up from Akron that couldn't throw some strikes to get three guys out?
What are you talking about, Cade Smith?
Huh?
Cade Smith?
The one that fell apart in the ninth inning, yeah.
Yeah, they've used him before in closing situations.
You've not been watching very closely, Darren. He was really good last year. He's been really good this year.
Oh, he had a bad game last year. But what happened last
night? No, he's been good this year, too.
He threw a ball down the first baseline, Darren. That's what triggered the whole thing. Don't give up on him.
All right. Again, as I said, as soon as we started the show, please do not make last night's game. I mean, you talk about one of 162, and I'll go back and look at games where, especially during this post 10 game losing streak, where how many of those games were decided last at bat or one run games where they had the end. And I would say, oh, you can kind of look at that game and say, man, that was a difference maker. Maybe last night was a difference maker, but I think you have to have a human element understanding. Again, like Jeff and I were saying yesterday, we get the news, we share it with you. And it was like someone just took all of the air out of the room.
It was awful.
And can you imagine what it was like in the clubhouse yesterday? And then those guys knowing that the game had been that they lost, and now they're going to end up. The problem when someone gets in trouble is they're not there to answer their own questions a lot of times. And so now you're looking at other guys in that clubhouse who are now suddenly answering questions they really don't want to answer. And then everyone's walking on eggshells. And now everyone in the clubhouse is looking and going, well, is it true? Is it not true? I wonder if anybody else is involved. Oh, man, that's two guys on our team and nobody else. Is the league after us? Like, the paranoia factor goes through the roof in that clubhouse when you have a situation like this. And it's the manager's job to try to contain things and the front office to come down and try to contain things and say, guys, here's what we know. This is the truth. And this is where we go. This is one of those cases where I don't care how much money they spend. I don't care what moves the front office made or didn't make. They're normally pretty good at this. I mean, the crisis management, I tip my cap to the Guardians because they're really good.
As good as you get in pro sports.
It is. Jimmy and D Haslam coming up at noon. We'll talk more about Guardians. And what are they going to talk about at this press conference, Jeff? I need to ask you. What do you want to hear Jimmy and D say? That's coming up. Baskin and Phelps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians,
make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.